Security begins at home, as claimed by the ultra-rightist president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, who has just authorized a wide sector of the Brazilian population to carry personal weapons with no restrictions. From now on, politicians who have been elected to public office, journalists who cover police activities, drivers of trucks, lawyers, private security guards, and drivers of bullion trucks will be allowed to carry firearms up to 45 millimeter caliber. This is not a minor issue. Common citizens may believe that a pistol is a minor weapon that may not cause death. Nothing of the sort. A 45 millimeter revolver or a 9 millimeter semi-automatic pistol used in the short distance may be as lethal as an AR-16 rifle. Anybody who knows anything about firearms knows perfectly well that even more dangerous than an armed person is an armed person who is not prepared or trained to use a firearm properly. Certainly enough, the streets of Brazil will be much less secure from now on. The decree also allows gun owners to carry their fully loaded weapons to and from the gun clubs, nothing that was prohibited before. But Bolsonaro went even further. He announced that within the next 30 days, all restrictions on gun imports will be abolished, a decision that filled with joy the hearts and pockets of the U.S. weapons manufacturers. If the Brazilian rulers get their way, that country will have a society armed to the teeth, forgetting that the fully gun-permissive society in the United States has produced not less than 40,000 gun-related deaths between 1996 and 2016, a very painful lesson that apparently has not yet been learned in the American nation. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.